This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 404. Skip Weber is walking in as we speak. I was just realizing on the break, watching me on film, watching me on the video, shifting my weight, spinning around, walking back and forth, scratching my back. It's like watching a polar bear in the zoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets a little restless sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a big white ball and I'll just play that thing while we're on break.
Wouldn't it be great though if like that was the case, like you're there and just like this is a really nice, well furnished house. People are feeding me.
Yeah.
All I gotta do is put up with people coming and look at me.
Yeah, there are worse things.
I got nothing trying to kill me.
Yeah.
You know?
Hello.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Good. How was your last show? Your show. You were putting it together last time we spoke.
I had to do a rerun.
Oh no.
Yeah. No, I'm just kind of busy.
You still dig it though.
Yeah. I mean, I've done over 200 shows.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to choose from reruns, and getting original themes is a little bit harder now after 200 topics.
Yeah.
So
tell me about it. So, I get it.
So, you know, if I don't have a good one, I just, you know.
Have you had lots of nice national response and people reaching out to you?
Yeah. We hit about 40 to 46 states as at least that's who checks in on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because we're on, you know, you can stream it, but you can't, you know, listen to it live.
Yet. You probably don't see it this way because you're you, but when did you go from, man, I love music, to, man, I love music?
Probably in college. Just because, you know, in high school, you hang out with a lot of people that are similar to you, and even when they're not, everybody's listening to the same thing. You go away to school, and all of a sudden, there's a million different perspectives on stuff, and you start, and you, some of them you learn from them, and you get into it, and then there's a lot more free time, and in the evenings you're not worrying about your parents telling you to turn the stereo down or whatever. You listen to more music, and I definitely college, and then the CDs come out. The CD player was invented while I was in college, and at that point, when they're picking what CDs to get. And not everything's available, so not all my favorite albums are. So I'm looking at other stuff and saying, "Oh, what's this?" And taking it, and you're buying it on, you know, not knowing what it is. It was a really cool time of music.
Was there a genre or a band that you remember not being into, and then someone introduced you to it, and you got really into it?
Pink Floyd.
Good
definitely.
One.
Definitely. It was just so, it was so much weirder.
Yeah.
When I'm listening to, you know, when I'm 12, I want to listen to upbeat stuff all the time. Blah, 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 you know, and that's just mellower stuff. And then The Wall comes out, and that's pretty cool. And then when I kind of revisited it, it's just the best.
Yeah, I know we both have said this before, but I was not into Pink Floyd at all until I went to see Monstero in like 2001 with my brother. And it could have just been the experience of going, but after that, I was just like, oh, I've been missing out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit earlier than that. I mean, late in high school, because by the time that, like I said, those CDs came out, Dark Side of the Moon was the first. Dark Side of the Moon and Rush Moving Pictures were the first two CDs I bought. I just had to have those two to listen to. But, yeah.
I remember, I don't know if anyone else remembers this, and I think I've said it before, but going to Virgin Records in Chicago, and it was huge, and they had like it had to be 100 headphones set up with a different CD playing, and just going from
oh wow,
not very hygienic, but it was just like going from one to the other to the other to the other to the other, and going like, ooh, I kind of like this, and buying that CD. That was
That's
fun.
Very cool.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah.
I mean, I think music, people are making great music now. I mean, they're not the same genre as I like. Okay, there's less of that. But I just think people are missing out on the experience of buying something that's an album form. When you can go and buy individual songs or five songs out of 12, and because of that, the artists don't really agonize over what's going to go on which album. And, you know, if you read through the history of some of these people, like The Who and Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd and Rush, they had material. They said, No, that doesn't fit the rest of this album. Let's wait for the next album. Beatles did that too.
Yeah.
And so they'd compile it, and they'd argue about what goes third and what goes fourth on the album and what's going to be on which side. And it made the albums better.
Yeah.
And it made you you listen to the end of a song, you are ready to sing the next song. You know what the next song is coming.
Yeah.
Today's music, you just don't have it.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying that the artists aren't good. It's just different. The different marketing of it takes away, I think.
Yeah, I can't name one of the songs, but it really struck me, being such a big Beatles fan, that some of the stuff that made it on Rubber Soul and Revolver, they had back in like the Hard Day's Night days.
Yeah.
Like, that's really
George
impressive.
Harrison had 42 songs written at all times, and they only let him put two on there. So finally, when he goes solo, he puts out a triple album of awesome music. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, you know, that's the thing. And nobody knows right now. My kids don't know, and grandkids don't know, the excitement about having $8 so you can go get an album at Camelot Music or Record Bar or Streetside or Peaches or wherever, and going home and sitting Indian style on the middle of your floor and reading the album notes while you listen to the album for the first time.
Especially a double album.
Yes.
Opening that thing up.
It was unreal. It was the greatest thing in the world to do.
Yeah.
So obviously, I guess I really liked music back then.
Do you like the category today?
I do. I had such a busy day. I didn't put a lot of thought into it. I thought of a few things right away.
Yeah.
And probably most of your guys' answers are going to be, I think I have one or two deep thinking answers, and the rest of them were just like, well, let's do that.
Yeah, fine. First time we've done this, it is the time in history, an era that you would love to go back and visit. And we said it that way because there's so many troubling eras, right? Like, I wouldn't mind have seen Civil War battles. Not a great time for black people.
Don't want to be in it.
Don't want to be in it. Don't want to be lived, but right. Like an interesting time to see it happen. So yours?
So I'm going to go, this is going to be my deep one. I'm going to say 1 AD.
Oh.
Or, I mean, the first, 1 through 35 AD, mm-hmm. just the New Testament and the stuff that happened. I mean, that stuff changed the world. And I think it would be cool to see it happening. Because
if you could only pick one day of that, would it be Crucifixion Day? Would it be Sermon on the Mount?
I think it would be something more like a depiction of maybe the clearing of the temple or something where it shook up everybody enough to. I mean, the Crucifixion Day certainly was a pivotal part, but that's nothing but agony and despair versus the magic and the magnetism of the moment. With mm-hmm. hundreds of non-religious historians talk about the crowds and the movement, you know, what happened to that part of the Roman Empire at the time. And that's another part of it, is that I always am fascinated by the Roman history. As much as they had some negatives, they did so much with the technology and the roadways and all that. So that you kind of mix that together.
Yeah.
But the defiance of the one little part of the world, yeah. And then you have the pivotal.
It's so different. We're going to run late here, I just know. But it's so different generationally, because I haven't always been like this. But now I would love to go get my PhD in history.
Yeah.
I love history. Yep. And my daughter Phoebe's like, I don't need 1 ounce of knowledge in my head about history. Like, if it's already happened, I don't care.
I took, anytime I needed an elective in college, I took history classes. I took, I think, 4, and I needed 1. I took 4. I loved history.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, and sometimes it was not just memorizing facts. It was a little bit harder than you thought, because you had, okay, here's your test. Here's 3 things, and I want you to write a giant essay on each one and how they relate. Yeah. They don't, but nevertheless, yeah. Just learning that stuff was just great.
Andrew?
French Revolution.
Why so?
I think it'd be really interesting to see a big chaotic revolution and to sort of be in the midst of it. You know, watching, you know, peasants are dragging nobility out from the, you know, out of their houses by their ankles and stuff. I think that'd be really interesting to be a part of. I think it'd be interesting to see.
Think you would have been a dragger?
Nah, probably not.
I'd be more of a watcher.
Might have been a yeller.
Don't lose your head over that one.
Yeah, no kidding, man. Might have been a hollerer.
Be sure to duck.
Wheels?
I want to see dinosaurs in real life.
Oh, I hadn't even thought about that far back.
Yeah. I mean, that would be first on the list without questioning as the little kid that was the dinosaur nerd that wanted to be an archaeologist. I just think that would be a fascinating, just to look at what the world looked like. It wasn't the world that we live on now.
Mm.
Everything, the plants were different. Like, the big giant creatures walking around, they have to have some security.
Just go to Isla Nubar. They'll
if that were real, I would absolutely go.
Rich?
The Roaring Twenties.
There you go.
I had that one.
Yeah.
Fun.
Especially, you know, like, the whole Hemingway in France.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
Yeah, the expatriates.
Really intriguing.
Because that's the thing. I mean, you talked about don't do the negative, because I thought of that same thing. I go, well, that was really a big rise of the organized crime because you had prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
And how much did that be negative versus the, you know. But yes, so much of it was glamorous and all that too. And it was a post-war coming out of a defeat in the war. So it was pretty cool.
I would go Wild West. Like maybe 1875.
Yeah. Bring some guns, Dave.
Big tombstone. Ranches, tombstone.
Bring some guns.
Yeah. I think that'd just be cool.
Yeah, I'm with you. That was on my list for sure.
Skip.
So this goes along with what you and I were talking about when I just first got here. I would love, not just myself, I'd love to take my kids back to like the 70s. To show them,
that's a good answer,
this is the life that I grew up.
This is the pinnacle.
This is what I went through in what we had, and we didn't have phones, and we didn't have didn't have cable TV, and
Do you think if you actually could, they'd be like, Dad, I'm dying here.
Yeah,
this is boring thing.
It depends, because if they did the same things, if we said, okay, we're going to go do this, and we're going to go to Six Flags when it's brand new, and we're going to go to McDonald's when it's still, you know, whatever, and do all these things when it's in its infant, they might. But we had fun.
Yeah.
We had fun playing wiffle ball till you couldn't see the ball anymore in the dark. And we,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we also didn't know any better. We didn't experience what our kids have.
Right.
Yeah, true. Andrew.
I did have the Civil War on mine. I think that would be interesting to see what it was really like, you know, brother against brother, all that stuff. What really went down? You know what I mean? What was it actually, you know, was it, you know, warfare on the farm, or was it, you know, did life kind of just go on the way that life tends to go on?
Sometimes,
you know, a country's at war with
for
itself.
For especially gruesome times like that, I have to remind myself that it really happened. As opposed to just television shows.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, that real people really walked across the field and their buddies just getting shot.
It's not just a story.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there was a lot of parts of the country that didn't feel it. We talked last week about how you guys were such a big fan of gangs in New York. That was that time.
Yeah.
If you remember, there's little elements of that movie. Remember when they were recruiting people to go fight? But most of the people in the country in the North were not they weren't worrying about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the South, where 90% of the battles were, was quite a bit more engaged with it. You weren't detached. But somebody like in Wisconsin, they could either go join the army or not.
Yeah.
And so they were a little bit detached from it.
Wheels?
I got to go back to, like, I don't have a real specific one, but I'll pick just the time of King Tut, because I'd love to see ancient Egypt when it was the pinnacle of human society.
Yeah.
Like, see what that was like in person. Yeah. We have an idea. They drew a lot. They wrote a lot. Like, there are a lot of stories, but that was the pinnacle of human society at the time.
Yeah, whenever you see even an old building today, it's dilapidated, I have to remind myself, at one time, that was brand new.
Yeah.
And it was perfect and shiny.
To see all of that stuff new.
To see all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Rach?
Oh, mine sounds lame now, but one of the first things that popped into my head was just reliving the millennium. Because I was like 9 when that happened. I would love to relive that as an adult and just see where
that's
everybody's head was at.
Totally get that. It's the same thing that I was saying. Very similar to what I was saying.
Yeah.
I would say, although Native Americans have been on North America for longer, but just that classic period before the white man came, when they were just living and following the bison. And I don't know. I'm sure I romanticize it. But it just seems like one of the simplest, easiest times.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the things that gets me with that is you know, the Sioux and the Plains Indians, like you said, following the bison. Well, before the white man came, they didn't have horses. How did they live? Do we even really know what they did? I mean, how they did bison hunts and all that without being on horseback, because they were the great horse culture for a couple hundred years in there, but we introduced horses to the continent. So this is kind of weird, you know. There's probably the dynamic of them changing their culture, to be revolve around horses.
Very true. Welcome back, DGS 425. Okay, we got to need to hustle a little bit. We're doing the Sweet 16 of eras of history that we would like to go back and experience. Let us know on Facebook and YouTube what yours would be. Joel Bradley says 1840s London. I think that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And 1620s the New World. That's very cool.
Mm-hmm. As soon as it's my turn, I'll take his 1840s and push it up just a few years, like Victorian age London. Mm-hmm. Victorian age London was like the golden age of the British Empire, when they had, you know, sun never set on the British Empire. And if you were not like peasant style, if you were just a businessman, middle class and above, you had it pretty good in London. I think what he was is more Dickens. That's it. But you get pushing it a little bit further. I think, there's a lot of movies where you see that, but, you know, and you still had the king in charge instead of a parliament. I don't know if that's good or bad, but just like a romantic time.
Yeah.
So I'll say that. Victorian England.
Okay. Andrew?
No one said World War II yet.
Nope.
So I'm
Andrew,
gonna
you're
say
picking
that.
All the violent times.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the interesting times.
Anything specifically about World War II?
Battle
of El Alamein. That's what we want to go to.
I just think it'd be interesting to, you know, see Europe in the middle of like a giant war and see what life's like in the, you know, I want to see the life.
You may get your wish.
I want to see, right. I want to see life in the small towns. You know what I mean? I want to see the way life continues in spite
All right,
of
that's
there
a good,
being
that's
giant
a good
wars.
Way to look
I think
at it.
That's always really interesting.
Wheels.
I want to go to ancient Sparta and see if the legend matches the reality.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, were they really super soldiers, or were they just good and nobody else was good? You know what I mean? Okay. And also, they had a weird society, too. They had, like, serfs living down below that made them food, and they were, like, slaves.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Rich.
I'm going to go American Revolution. I'll get violent.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, let's go.
I had that, too. Yep.
That's good. How many we need?
We need two more.
Even though I was born in September of 64... I would like to have been a teenager in 64 just to see the whole thing. You know,
like I agree.
Everything from the Beatles to just hippie culture.
Can we visit
to Elvis still being
then?
There?
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need one more.
Okay, Skip, you
I was
got one?
Going on, Andrew, I thought it would be kind of cool to go back to the immediate ending of World War II. The optimism, people coming back home, You know, Europe is kind of in rebuilding, but the U.S. had, that was when I think there's all the technology that the war spawned off. Okay. And so, you know, you see all these, it's what led to what people romanticize as the 50s, but that late 40s where everybody's, you know, hey, things are back calmed home. Down and we're at peace now and dad's back home and mom's back home and mom's off the, you know, the construction line and all that, and our country is strong and going forward, and you know,
agreed. All right, Sweet 16.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Of times in history that we would like to visit, New Testament 1 through 35 AD versus the millennium.
Oh, I gotta go old school.
Yeah, New Testament.
1 to 35.
Moves on. French Revolution versus the Native American era.
Viva la Revolution!
Yeah, I'm going to Native American. I got a lot of questions about what's going on there.
Me too. I'll go with Native American era.
Dinosaurs versus Victorian London.
Dinos.
Dinos.
London.
I'm going to go London.
Is that tied to me?
Yeah.
I have to see a dino. Roaring 20s versus World War II.
Oh, let's go roaring. I don't want to get killed on 20s. My vacation.
Yeah, 20s.
20s.
Wild West versus Ancient Sparta.
Ooh, kind of the same, too.
West.
Sparta.
Cowboys.
West.
I'll go Sparta.
I'll go Sparta.
Yeah!
The 70s versus the American Revolution.
Oh.
I want to take my kids to the 70s. I'm sorry.
I got to spill some tea.
Yeah, I'll go American Revolution.
I'll say the Revolution.
Okay. Civil War versus 1964.
60s.
Yeah, 60s. I got to agree. Going to Woodstock.
King Tut versus the years after the end of World War II.
Ooh. Post-war optimism.
Tut.
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 Okay, Elite Eight. 1 through 35 AD versus the era of the Native Americans.
Old school.
Yeah, New Testament, baby.
Zero. Zero. Year zero.
All right. Go see what all this kerfuffle's about. Dinosaurs versus the Roaring 20s.
Dinosaurs over everything.
Dino?
Yeah, dino.
Ancient Sparta versus the American Revolution.
Ooh.
Revolution.
Revolution.
Revolution. And particularly the politics and debates leading up to it.
Yeah.
The little, you know, figuring out to actually do it.
Go kick those red coats' butts.
1964 versus King Tut.
Ooh.
Give me 60s.
60s.
Tut.
It's tie to you.
Tie to you.
tit.
Shut up. Now I'm going 64 just for that.
All right. Now I got to clarify something with the dinosaurs.
Okay.
I mean, we are closer to the Tyrannosaurus Rex than the Tyrannosaurus Rex was to the Stegosaurus.
Yeah.
In time.
How great is that?
So you're talking about millions and millions and millions of years. Can we narrow it down or just say any time when there's a dinosaur at all alive?
I can't.
You see what I'm saying?
I think it's when Will and Holly went back in Land of the Lost.
Okay, so as long as there's Sleestaks and Pacuni,
yes.
We're in.
Yeah,
yes. Let's go.
How's it going at Weber?
It's going good, man. We finished, you know, February is a short month, as everybody knows, and very, very pleased with it. And, man, Saturday, March 1st, coming out strong. It's going to be a very good deal. Already got the rankings of the reputation scores, and, man, everybody's dropping. Ours are staying strong. I mean, you know how it goes. We're the top three Chevy stores in, you know, very wide radius of, you know, several hundred miles because we take care of people. So just, I think reviews, you know, you can watch commercials, you can read ads, you can look stuff up, but your peers are going to tell you where the best place to buy or get your car serviced is. Everybody does. And so, you know, that's why I'm so proud of my guys. We take care of people better than anybody. And I can say that not just as an opinion. It's there in data.
Final four of eras we'd most like to visit, 1 through 35 AD versus Will and Holly and the dinosaurs. You want to meet Jesus or the Pacuni?
Dinosaurs.
I'm going 135 AD.
Yeah, Jesus.
Me?
Yeah.
Hi to Dave.
Dave.
I got to meet Chaka. Revolution, the American Revolution versus 1964.
Revolution.
Different kinds of revolutions, huh?
Yeah.
Man. American Revolution.
I'm going to go American Revolution.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that's a tough one.
Cool
Boston
time.
Tea Party.
Wouldn't I mean, literally everything
be,
we're doing now.
It'd be fun to have done the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, just to be there.
Like, 10 years later, yeah. The country, I was there, man.
I was there.
I got the war paint. I put the war paint on everybody.
I got that thing started.
Yeah.
I said to Larry.
That's the ticket.
Let's throw this crap in the ocean. Dinosaurs versus the American Revolution.
I got to stick with dinosaurs, man.
Dinosaurs is like a 10-minute visit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. Yeah. It's got to be like a week.
You'd get eaten wheels.
No. Yeah. You're going to have protections in place.
You got to hunt your own food and it's all going to kill you.
I'm bringing my food, man.
I'm going American Revolution.
Putting protein bars in a
Tree
backpack.
Tree of Liberty.
We're just going.
Paul Revere. I'm riding right behind Paul Revere.
I would say dinosaurs if I could just watch him get eaten. With his backpack full of protein
Ain't no
bars.
No dinosaur eating me.
I'll go Revolution.
Revolution.
Revolution?
Revolution.
Yeah. Okay. Versus the Beatles on the top of Abbey Road?
Yes.
Which is an interesting comparison because of
Revolution. It would have been kind of fun if the 1964 had won. You go,
I'm going to go Revolution on this one.
I will join you.
I'm going to go, too. I'd like to go back.
All right.
There you go.
Super winner.
New super champ.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.